Are you sick and tired of watered-down talk radio?
Right back.
Listen to WS Radio. WSRadio.WS. The worldwide leader in internet talk.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Marcelli on the Dr. Robert Stahl, talking about his experiences in elder care. My gosh, what credentials this doctor has, operating 4 nursing homes, an adult daycare center in the Buffalo area, and associate professor at the State University of New York at Buffalo School of Medicine. And he lectures all over the country. So he's a real resource for us, talking about the principles of geriatric care, pain management, rehabilitation.
Does your website maximize online sales? Is it fully interactive with your internet customers? Are you able to update your website? Are you at the whim of the webmaster that never calls back? Hello, this is Chris Murch, president of WS Radio. We're the largest internet talk radio station in the world, and like many businesses, we quickly outgrew our static website. The days of putting up some graphics and contact information are over. Database-driven interactive sites with full e-commerce capabilities represent the future of the internet. We search nationwide for a creative and responsive web developer, one who really listened to our challenges and found solutions that truly worked. Lynch Interactive has the experience required to take your company to the next level. Click on the link on the bottom of our WS Radio website for lynchinteractive.com. From e-commercing to web development and technology integration, Lynch Interactive is the right choice.
Hello, I'm Lee Mirabal, Director of Programming and Sales here at WS Radio. I want to thank you for listening and fill you in on a few important facts. We've just reached our 1 millionth listener and now broadcast 37 unique shows. If you have an idea for a show, we'd like to hear from you. Our weekly lineup is booked, but we do have nights and weekends available. Click the Host Wanted banner on the WS Radio homepage for more information. If you want to increase sales of a product or service, there are some powerful reasons to consider advertising with WS Radio. First, unlike traditional radio, our audiences are highly targeted, online, and ready to order, and we guarantee the number of listeners that will hear your commercial. Bottom line, advertising on WS Radio works. For a limited time, there are some very attractive, low-cost offers for first-time advertisers. Find out more by clicking on the Advertise link on the top of our homepage. Again, we thank you for listening to WS Radio.
Are you sick and tired of watered-down talk radio?
Right back.
Listen to WS Radio. WSRadio.WS, the worldwide leader in internet talk.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage. I'm your host today for Coping with Caregiving, discussing everything you ever wanted to know about elder care, but were afraid to ask. We're talking with Dr. Robert Stahl. Dr. Stahl, what do you think the most important things you'd like your listeners to come out with today from talking to us?
Hello, Jacqueline?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a little hard to hear you right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can you just repeat the question?
Just wanted to see what you think are the most important things that our listeners could benefit from hearing about today, about elder care and geriatrics.
I think we covered many of the key issues, but let me summarize and maybe add one or two. All caregivers are performing the role of being there for their loved one. And I believe the first speaker also mentioned this, that it's key that you're there for your loved one, and also to tell friends and family that they need not shy away, that that friends and family, familiar faces, can be very important. Just like cancer patients tend to get quite isolated in their disease, that can happen to an Alzheimer's patient as well. So try to get past the potential embarrassment of having a loved one, a spouse, let's say, with Alzheimer's disease, with changes that might be very obvious to anyone, and make that step out and involve the person with familiar people and surroundings.
If you can get them to come around, my experience was that so many people I was so shocked at that had known my parents for 50, 60 years disappeared.
Right.
Didn't want to be around it, didn't want to see it. It was too painful, too hard for them. It was hard and painful for me to kind of be left alone, to have to cope with this on my own. And I was like astounded, and I hear that from so many people. It's like, you know, the friends that they thought they had, you know, disappeared with in their own lives and their own problems. So that's, again, another reason why, you know, get your loved one into a professional setting, either at a senior center or a daycare center or someplace. If you don't have friends and family coming around, well, you've got to get them new friends and new family. And I'll tell you.
That's right. And I like to think that the people that, many of the people that aren't showing up, are just not showing up because they don't want to bother you. They think you have enough to do, that it's uncomfortable for them. They don't want to make matters worse. They don't know what to say. And as much, if you can educate them,
yes,
just like you educate yourself or others educate you, that can help along those lines.
And there's a reluctance on the adult, that family member, to say to that friend, you know, we need you. Not just, you know, oh, okay, you're busy today, you're busy next week, you're not busy the next week. You know, instead of saying, you know what, we need you. We really need you to come by just for a half an hour to say hello. Or can I bring mom over to visit you for a half an hour? We really need you. And educating them how important it is that loved one sees those familiar faces.
Yeah, and caregivers certainly don't want to burden anyone else with,
yes,
with their problems. But by tucking that away, you know, taking that pride and swallowing it a little bit and letting people help even a little bit, these are friends, long-time friends, and I'm sure they're more than happy to give a little bit of themselves. So it's not like you're asking them to take over care. Here, he's yours.
I'll tell you what happened. You know, my dad turned so difficult that he alienated everybody.
That's another issue, and we really haven't talked about approaches to behavioral problems, to hallucinations, to bizarre behavior. And that's where health professionals, a geriatric psychiatrist,
yes,
and there are geriatric psychiatrists out there. There's even a national association for geriatric psychiatry that you can go to their website and find out who are geriatric psychiatrists near your community or in your community. There are also geriatricians, and I'm a geriatrician. From my webpage, there's a link to a site at the American Board of Internal Medicine and the American Board of Family Practice, where you can look up certified geriatricians by community.
Give your website out, Dr. Stahl.
Yeah, the website, the easiest way to link into my educational resources is to go through website stahlgeriatrics.com. stahlgeriatrics.com.
stahlgeriatrics.com, everybody.
Right, and I'm Dr. Robert Stahl, S-T-A-L-L, just like a car and a horse in bathroom. that's how you remember it.
Okay.
But from there, and I just updated it so that the educational link is very prominent, you can go in there and peruse things.
Excellent.
And one of the question and answer pages that I have allow you to put in your community and find who are geriatricians in that community. So there are medicinal approaches, and I have someone I've been following now for about 7 years. He had early Alzheimer's at the time, very functional. He had hypothyroidism at the same time.
Mm.
And I treated the hypothyroidism, and his wife said there was a dramatic improvement.
Mm-hmm.
So we were hoping that the thyroid problem was the main issue causing his thinking problems.
Right.
Well, it turned out that as the years went by, it became obvious that he had classic Alzheimer's symptoms.
Mm.
And what happened, he began to develop resistive behavior, not violent per se, and begin to become out of touch with reality.
Mm-hmm.
And I prescribed a newer antipsychotic medication at a low dose. I always start low and go slow. That's
right.
The old saying in geriatrics. And also, when in doubt, leave it out. That's another one.
Right.
But now I'm getting into my drug issues in geriatrics. But and that was effective in enabling him to stay at home. His wife was a very dedicated, knowledgeable caregiver, and that was enough. Then he began to get violent. And, you know, I was concerned about his wife getting hurt.
Yep.
From trying to provide care. And I prescribed another medication, this an anticonvulsant medication, which also has been shown in some people to be effective in controlling violent behavior. And prescribing these medications in stages, in lower doses, and getting them to a dose where they're effective was enough so that this man is still able to live at home with his wife.
That's great.
And so, you know, plugging in to someone, a physician and a geriatric psychiatrist that are knowledgeable in treating Alzheimer's, and also have that sensitivity to the caregiver, that's critical.
Oh, I know.
And I'll tell you a little story. I know we're running short on time, but there was an older doctor that I was fortunate to meet at a hospital during my training, and he was about 75 years old. And he knew I was a geriatrician, and he told me the story that about his wife who developed Alzheimer's disease. And experiencing it firsthand for him was eye-opening. And he reflected back on his practice and what he had done for Alzheimer's patients. Basically, the patient came in, he checked their heart and lungs, their blood pressure and pulse, and he'd send them out and say, they're fine.
Right.
And he said to me, and it was heartrending to hear him say this, he said, I had no idea what Alzheimer's was like. And I should have been doing a lot more for my patients. And this was a man in practice for over 50 years.
Well, you know, I lecture all over the country now, many times to doctors who are not dementia specialists about what they can, how they can better understand the 10 warning signs and better treat this. I mean, here I'm just an adult child who experienced it, and I find it just amazing that the general doctors are not educated in this. So and so you bring up a good point. Well, yeah, getting your loved one to a geriatric professional, a psychiatrist, but many times they take them to their general doctor to begin with, and that doctor says they're fine. So it's being an advocate for your loved one and saying, no, I need a referral, and I need it now. We're going to take a break. This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage. Oh, my gosh, it's the end of the hour. Dr. Stahl, thank you so much for being with us. My gosh, what a wonderful hour we have. I can't believe it's over. Oh, thanks for coming on, and this was a wonderful time to talk with you.
Wow, it was great.
Thanks.
I enjoyed it.
I'll talk to you soon, Dr. Stahl.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in internet talk.
Do you love talk radio? WS Radio is the world's largest internet talk radio station, and we're looking for a few good hosts. Are you passionate about a hobby, sport, or business that you think would make a good show on WS Radio? What works best are shows that can serve an existing national or international internet community. The more focused, the better. What does that mean? One of our best shows is Camaro Radio. Camaro enthusiasts from all over the world listen because they're fanatical about their cars. Same thing with our paragliding show. Paraglider pilots are passionate about their sport. And when WS Radio produces a show for this type of highly targeted group, our audience grows quickly. If you are an expert in a topic which meets these criteria, we would love to talk to you about partnering with WS Radio to create a show. No radio experience necessary. Contact the WS Radio Program Director at 877-WE-ARE-WS or click on the Hosts Wanted banner on the WS Radio homepage.